Museum of the North mammal curator Link Olson says the humpback skeleton was salvaged from a whale that beached near Kincaid Park in Anchorage this summer.
To my knowledge, this is the first time a humpback whale has beached in the Anchorage area. So it presented almost a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to obtain an intact humpback whale skeleton and skull from the road system.
Olson says the recovery, which the museum has worked in conjunction with several agencies and organizations on, had its challenges.
For people who have been near a dead marine mammal, they'll tell you that there's really no smell on earth that compares to it, and it really permeates your clothes, your equipment. It's not something you want to wear your brand new extra tufts to.
Olson says the whale carcass was at the base of a steep bluff, making recovery of the heaviest bones difficult.
In order to get the skull and the lower jaw and some of the other skeletal elements, we've had to contract with a helicopter company to sling them out and onto a flatbed truck.
Once safely delivered to UAF, the whale bones will be buried in sand for natural cleaning.
Put the bones out and cover them up with about 10 cubic yards of sand, and then let the microbes that are present in the environment go ahead and finish cleaning them.
Olson says the bones will be carefully cataloged and initially placed into storage at the museum.
At some point, we'd like to have it articulated and suspended from the ceiling or on the ground level at the museum.
The humpback joins bowhead and beluga whale skeletons in the museum's collection. Olson notes that the Museum of the North's marine mammal collection is bigger than all others in North America combined. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.